Let us learn. So yesterday I said that we're going to, I don't know if I said it yesterday or not, but I wanted to go into the inyan of Tashlumin for Havdalah, right? If you don't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, are you Mavdil V'Holich? Do you make Havdalah throughout the rest of the week? So this first came up in our Gemara on Daf Kufhei Amud Aleph, right? Or Amud Beis. The Gemara had said that the Gemara had raised the question, what if you don't say Kiddush on Friday night? So can you be Mekadosh V'Holich Kol Yom Kulo? Can you say Kiddush? I'm still in Rabbi Friend mode. Can you say Kiddush on Shabbos day if you don't say Kiddush on Friday night? So the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara said that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, well, we know that Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzei Shabbos Mavdil V'Holich Kol HaShabbos Kulo. So Achanami Mishalo Kiddush Berev Shabbos Mekadosh V'Holich Kol Yom Kulo. We know if someone doesn't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, he could say Havdalah all week long. So probably if you don't say Kiddush on Friday night, you could still say Kiddush all Shabbos long. Meaning the Zman of Havdalah is after Shabbos. So if you don't say it in the first slot after Shabbos, you could say it in the entire after Shabbos period, which the Gemara says is all week long, and we'll redefine that in a moment. And the Zman of Kiddush is Shabbos, so if you don't say it in the first slot of Shabbos, you could say it in the remaining slots of Shabbos. Now the Gemara comes back to that idea of someone forgetting to say Havdalah on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. If you look in Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Bnei Rabbi Chiya with a little more detail. The Gemara tells us, Amri Bnei Rabbi, at 7-8 lines before the end of the page, Amri Bnei Rabbi Chiya, Mishalo Hivdil B'Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdil V'Holich B'Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Someone who does not say Havdalah Motzoi Shabbos could say Havdalah all week long. But then the Gemara adds, V'Yad Kama, what does that mean all week long? Until when? It can't really mean all week. So Amar Rabbi Zeira Ad Revi B'Shabbos, up until Wednesday. Through Tuesday, you can still say Kiddush. Havdalah. Ki hadi Yosef Rabbi Zeira kamed Ravasi, v'amrila Ravasi kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeira was sitting in front of Ravasi, and some say it was Ravasi sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. V'Yosef kamar linin gitten, when it comes to get chada b'shabbata trei v'tzlasa basar shabbata, that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are all considered after Shabbos. If you say this hareza gitech almanas that I don't come back after Shabbos, it means that I don't come back Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's the time period that we call after Shabbos. But arba v'chamisha umale yoma kame shabbata. But if you have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that time period is called before Shabbos. That's not the time period called after Shabbos, that's called before Shabbos. So what did the Bnei Rabbi Chiya mean when they said, if you don't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, you can say Havdalah all week long? It doesn't mean all week long, it means through Tuesday. Good. Amar Rav Yaakov Varidi avalo ala or. But not, you can't use an or, a fire, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Only on Motzei Shabbos. Amar Rav Amar Rav, etc. The Gemara goes on a little bit further. And then the Gemara tells us a little bit further, for some reason I'm not finding it right now, that Rava holds that only that day, only Sunday. Yeah. The Gemara says on Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph that Mishlo Kideish Be'erev Shabbos Mekadish V'Holech Kol Yom Kulo, Mishlo Hivdil B'Motzai Shabbos Mavdil V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo. Not Kol HaShavua, Kol HaShabbos, the whole week, but Kol Hayom. Good. So what do we have? We have three different times that this halacha is quoted. Sunday. Through Sunday, that's what it sounds like. So it's quoted three times, this halacha. The first time in Daf Kuf Hey, it sounds like it's telling us you have all week for Havdalah. The second time in Daf Kuf Vav, it tells us, no, you have through Tuesday. And then the third time in Daf Kuf Zayin, three dapim in a row, one right after the other, it says, no, you have through Sunday. Kol Hayom Kulo, not. So the first one we could pretty much knock out because it just didn't explain it. It didn't explain how long it goes. So it probably never really meant all week long. And this, the second and third were probably just explaining what it meant when we said that you can be Mavdil. So what's the why on Daf Kuf Vav do we say through Tuesday, on Kuf Zayin we say through Sunday? So that's what we call a machlokas, right? It's a machlokas whether the Zman of Havdalah is through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which is Shita number one, which is Bnei Rabbi Chiya's Shita versus Rava's Shita in Halacha, is that it's through Sunday. Good, but everyone agrees that you have past Motzei Shabbos to say Havdalah, and we use that as the model to teach us about Kiddush, that you have past Friday night to say Kiddush. If you don't say Kiddush Friday night, you could still say Kiddush on Shabbos day. Now, I want to discuss Havdalah, but let's take a step back and discuss Kiddush first. What's the din of saying Kiddush on Shabbos day if you forgot it Friday night? Is that a din we've discussed recently? The din of Tashlumin. We know by Tefillah, if you miss Shachris this morning, so you daven a double mincha. So if I miss Kiddush Friday night, I can make up for it by saying Kiddush Shabbos day. Is that a din in Tashlumin? Or is it no? The Zman of Kiddush is Shabbos. A whole Shabbos, that's the Zman of Kiddush. The best time to do it is at the earliest slot on Shabbos, which is Friday night. But the whole Shabbos is really Zman. So it's not that you're making up for a missed mitzvah when you do it Shabbos day. You didn't miss anything. You just didn't do it at the best Zman. So you're doing it still within the Zman. Not at a later, still within the Zman, but at the less than ideal section within the Zman. Why would you say?
It's not a missed mitzvah.
It's not a missed mitzvah. Why not? How do you know? Yeah, but the mitzvah, first of all, what do you mean there's mitzvah during the day also? If you miss it Friday night.
No, even if you don't miss it
Friday night. Oh, if you don't miss it Friday night, but that's only midrabanan and lukulei alma. That's not a din daraisa. So on the daraisa level, where you have a mitzvah to say Kiddush. So the mitzvah is Friday night. If I don't do it Friday night, I do it Shabbos day. Why? On a daraisa level, is the Shabbos day to make up for a missed mitzvah? Or is it that the Zman daraisa is all day long? So you have to show me something. You got to give me a raya.
You just said that Zman daraisa is not all day long. It's only derabanan during the day. Kiddush.
That's if you said it Friday night. If you said it Friday night, so to say a second Kiddush Shabbos day, that's only derabanan. Meaning
not,
if you've already done Kiddush midaraisa.
Okay, would you, if you left out Friday night Kiddush, would you have to make it? See, that's a tashlumen, but I'm saying... You're therefore your kiddush would be on derais on Shabbos afternoon. Would you make another kiddush or that?
Are you saying like by tefillas tashlumin we daven double?
Yeah.
So why don't we daven double over here?
So why don't we say two kiddushin?
Good. Okay. I hear this svara. One could argue that there's no room for two, because it's got to be together with the suda. So it doesn't make sense to have two, meaning that it just doesn't lend itself.
Kiddush, they have a cracker at a kiddush. They have children.
Okay. In a chinami, have two sudas. Have an extra suda. In a chinami. Good. One could also argue that the whole din of tashlumin, maybe, where do we find tashlumin? We find it by tefillah. Midaraisa, how often does a person have to daven? So it's machlokas rishon.
Rambam. Once, and that's Ramban.
Machlokas Rambam, whether it's once a day or only be'is tsar. You definitely don't have daven three times a day. So is there a din of tashlumin by tefillah on the daraisa level? No, the whole din of tashlumin is midrabanan. Do we ever find a din of tashlumin on the din daraisa? We may. But using tefillah as the model, you would need to prove to me that there exists such a thing as tashlumin on the daraisa level. Pesach sheni. It's Pesach sheni a tashlumin. That's definitely din daraisa.
I think tashlumin is you have to do it twice. Tashlumin means to add, right?
Okay, so the model of... What?
You haven't been davening ma'ariv, but then the tashlumin is the daven
two. The reason you do it twice, let's be clear over here. Why do you daven twice at mincha time if you miss chakras? Because it doesn't... You're only making up for chakras once. And then you still got to daven mincha. So you daven mincha, and then you got to make up for the last one. Karm Pesach, you only bring one of them. So you're not going to have to do it twice.
You would say both chakras and mincha at one time. So have in mind that it's going to be both chakras.
Again, because it's two tefillahs. You have two chivim of tefillah. Now, the tour, you had a chance to take a look at the tour? The tour quotes a machlokas between Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam. The tour in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. Do I have that here? No. The Torah in Reish Ayin Aleph quotes that from Rav Amram Gon, that what does it mean if you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, you could say it Shabbos day? Why didn't you say it Friday night? I mean, what's the circumstance that you didn't say it Friday night that would then make you have to say it Shabbos day, that allows you to even say it Shabbos day? So the Torah quotes from Rav Amram Gon that, well, what do you think? Why didn't you say it Friday night? What would be the most common case? It was an ones, or you forgot. Right? Either it's a thank you very much. Either there was an ones, something happened, or you forgot to say it Shabbos day. Yeah? V'im lo kiddush b'layla, yesh lo tashlum l'machar kol yom. V'kos of Rav Amram Zal, im lo kiddush b'layla, machmas shicha o ones yikadish l'machar. Aval haRambam Zal, but the Rambam writes, Rambam Zal kosav, lo kiddush b'layla, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid yikadish l'machar. The Rambam says, you purposely said, that's it, enough with this Judaism stuff. I'm not saying kiddush Friday night. And then Shabbos morning, you wake up, you're like, you know what, I really love God, I love Judaism, I love Torah, I changed my mind, I'm going to say Kiddush. You could still say Kiddush. Rav Amram Gaon says, no, it's only if you forgot or you were on a Hatzalah call, it was an ones. If you did it on purpose, there's no making up for it. What are they arguing about? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So says the Bach, Pashup Shat, Rav Amram Gaon holds that saying Kiddush Shabbos Day is a din in Tashlumin. You miss it Friday night, you can say Shabbos Day is a Tashlumin. When do you have a din of Tashlumin? Shachach, Ones. If you do something b'mezid, you don't have a din of Tashlumin. If a person purposely decides that they're not going to daven Shachris, there's no Tashlumin to daven a double mincha. The Rambam would say, you're right, there's no din of Tashlumin when you do something b'mezid. Who said anything about Tashlumin over here? The Kiddush isn't Tashlumin. The Zman of the Mitzvah is all day long. Think back. We had a discussion. Rambam Ramban, what are we accomplishing with Kiddush? What are we doing when we say Kiddush? What did the Rambam say in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, in the very first halacha? Divrei Shevach v'Kiddush l'Shabbos. We say words of praise and sanctity for Shabbos. The Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufin, and Hey, Shetzivanu Lekadis as Shabbos V'lomar Dvarim B'chnisaso U'B'yitziyaso Niskarban Godel Ayom Azeh U'malaso V'ibadlo Mishar Ayomim. How great this day is, how wonderful this day is, how it's different than all other days. Hakod Mimenu V'abam Achrav, different than the days that come before, different than the days that come after it. That Zachar Yom HaShabbos Akadsha Zachar Yizachar Kiddush V'Avdallah. Rav Yonason Sachs suggests, if the mitzvah is to be Mekadei Shabbos, Bezechira Shabbos for Kiddush, at any point on Shabbos, you could technically do that. It's most logical to do it when Shabbos starts, because that's where the contrast is strongest. You're showing that it's different than a weekday.
But why do we care about contrast? According to Rambam, he doesn't care about contrast.
The Rambam does. To separate, to show that it's different than every other day.
No,
the days come before, the days come after it.
Contrast.
Again, the Rambam says, the Rambam is one that says that we have to say how great Shabbos is and how different it is than the days that come before it and the days that come after it. So Rav Yonason Sachs suggests that if the mitzvah is to be Mekadei Shabbos b'zechira shevach v'kiddush, it makes sense that you could do that at any point over Shabbos. The Ramban said, no, that's not what Kiddush is. Kiddush is like, remember what was Ramban's comparison? It's like we're Mekadesh Yovel, good. It's like we're Mekadesh Chodesh. We have to give it sanctity. We have to declare its sanctity. The day's half over. It's too late to declare its sanctity. You declare its sanctity on the way in. So maybe this man of Kiddush of Shabbos is only at the beginning of the night, at the Knesset HaShabbos, when Shabbos is beginning. Because we are hereby sanctifying it. Now, will Shabbos begin without you sanctifying it? Yes, it will. But sometimes, even when things can be Kaddish on their own, we have a mitzvah to be Mekaddish it, like we had with the Maiser Behema. And we have or Bechar. Maiser Behema is a bad example. Let's say Bechar. The halacha is a Peta Rechem, the firstborn animal, has Kedushas Bechar. Yet, there's a mitzvah to Kaddish also, mitzvah to be Mekaddish. Because it's such a din, Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to actively be Mekadesh. So the same is Shubha Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, according to the Ramban. But it doesn't make sense to be Mekadesh after it's already half over. So maybe, the Rambam is Lashitaso and the Ramban would line up with Rav Amram Gaon. But the truth is, our Gemara sounds very much like the Rambam, that it's not a din in Tashlumi. Why does our Gemara sound like the Rambam? Because what does our Gemara say? That can you say Kiddush Shabbos Day if you miss it Friday night? So we learn from Havdalah. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Kavod Yom Kavod Laila Kavod Yom Kod. Then we have a brisa that you're supposed to save your favorite dessert for Shabbos Day. But if you only have one kos yayin, what should you do? The brisa says, when should you use it? So the Braisa says you should use it Friday night. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. If you're still able to make Kiddush tomorrow, why don't you use it the next day? According to Rambam Gaon, what kind of kasha is that? According to Rambam Gaon, the Zman of Kiddush is only Friday night. The next day is only Tashlumin if Bishogeg or Ba'ones, you missed it Friday night. So what kind of kasha wait till the next day? No, if you wait till the next day, you won't be able to do it, because then you know what you are? You're amazing. You purposely skipped it on Friday night because of some consideration that you had that you wanted to be able to cover the yom, but you skipped it on Friday night. You can't just skip the Zman Mitzvah and expect to have a Tashlumin later on. But if you say like the Rambam, that it's all the Zman Mitzvah, so I understand the Gemara's Kasha. So don't do it in the first part of the Zman Mitzvah. Do it in the later part of the Zman Mitzvah.
How do you get it from Abdallah, from Tashlumin by Abdallah?
We'll say we'll get Abdallah. Shogig means I didn't realize it was a mistake. No. This is purposeful.
I mean, in this case, because only has one cup.
It's an unfortunate circumstance, but we would never say with one cup, sacrifice the mitzvah now. Just don't do in the Zman mitzvah. Tashlumin is only when you couldn't do it. Over here, you can. You have something pushing you. Okay, we'll get to Abdul in a second. So the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's answer to that question? Why do we do the cup Friday night? Chavim mitzvah b'shaita. Chavim mitzvah b'shaita also tells us that it's better to do it Friday night. But it doesn't tell me that Shabbos day is not the Zman. It just tells me that Shabbos day is not as good as Friday night. According to Rav Amram Gaon, Shabbos day is not the Zman. It's only a makeup time period. But the kasha is even, you know, within the kasha, the Gevurah seems very strong. Maybe Rav Amram Gaon understands that's the difference between the Kasha and the Teretz. That in the Kasha, the Gemara thought maybe it was a din of the whole Zman of Shabbos. That even Shabbos Day is part of the Zman. And then the Teretz of the Gemara, we assume it's Tashlumin. And somehow we call that Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shay. Okay, that's by Kiddush. So by Kiddush, what is the Zman of Kiddush all Shabbos, or is it only Friday night? Answer, Machlokas. Safest answer in Judaism. Machlokas. Machlokas Rav Amram Gaon and the Rambam. What about Havdalah? So the main Havkamina, whether Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, whether the Iker Zman of Havdalah is through Tuesday, or whether the Iker Zman of Havdalah is only Motzai Shabbos and anything else is Tashlumin. The main Havkamina, what difference would it make? If you be amazed, it didn't make it on Motzai Shabbos. Or, take the flip side, let's say you were Pater on Motzai Shabbos. How could it be that you were Pater on Motzai Shabbos? You're an one, right? One is an one on Motzai Shabbos, right? So then the kavur is on Sunday, so he's pater. There would be no din of tashlumin if he was never chayiv. But if the zman continues, or how else could you be pater? Let's say a person's bar mitzvah is Monday, so Motzai Shabbos was Sunday. He's not yet a bar mitzvah. He was pater, and now he becomes a bar mitzvah on Monday. So does he become Chayiv Midar Raisa and Abdallah? Maybe even if he said Abdallah on Friday night, on Mosai Shabbos, he was only being Yotzei Chiv Drabban. Maybe now he should have to say Abdallah again for Chiv Dar Raisa. If it's not a Din Tashlumin, if it's just a Hemshech of the Zman. So the same Chakira we have by Kiddush, you should have by Abdallah. L'chorah. So this is a machlokas Rishonim also. The Ramban, quoted in the Ran over here in the back of our Gemara. Right, we saw the Ran. So take a look at the Ran. Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. Daf Erif. You did the Torah first. So take a look at the Ran. We'll look at it now.
You never have a lot of time.
Huh?
There wasn't so much time.
Right. Okay. So let's take a look at the Ran. Chaf Aleph and Beis. Daf Erif. You don't run? Sorry. All right.
I'll check.
This is going on the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin, where we said, Mavdil v'holeich, not all week, not all 3 days, but all one day, right? Trey lishnin in the Gemara, chad lishnin the Gemara, hainu halk lishnin the Rav. V'idach the Meremar, damirin the Gemara, Meremar masni yachi de b'chad garsin on kol yom kulo, v'idach garsin kol Shabbos kulo. First Ron just points out, yeah, there are two versions of the Gemara. One where it says you can say Havdalah through Sunday. The other it says you can say Havdalah through Tuesday. Ubevadai de kalishin de Gemara dahinu lishin de Rava kaimelon. We pass in like Rava that it's through Sunday, he says. We'll have to see about that. Elish ben Schol shalon we could listen to Rav call a Shabbos kula. Oblish the Maramer call a Yom kula. Okay, so he starts working through some of the girsos. Umiyu. Dafka ad Ravi b'Shabbos. The Gemara bayi va'ad kama umadrinan ad dalid b'Shabbos. But you only have until Wednesday at most. Like the Gemara says, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are called after Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are called before Shabbos. Aval harav al fasis, al go reis belishna, the Rav amav the volley call a yom kulo. The riff is go reis call a yom kulo, that you can only say Kiddush on Sunday. So listen to this, Shaila. What happens when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday? So what do we do? Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, what do we do about Avdala? We do it after Tisha B'Av. But if your goris kala yom kulo, you can only say Avdala if you miss Mosai Shabbos Sunday. By the time Tisha B'Av is over, it is Monday. So, Lufiha, Kishachal Tisha B'Av Mosai Shabbos, Ein Mavdilin Klal! If you say kala yom kulo, there is no Avdala on Mosai Shabbos when Tisha B'Av is Mosai Shabbos, or on Mosai Tisha B'Av. Aval bala lachas gedolos kasev shalpi shavdala in la tashlumin ella kala yom kiven sheyef shalavdil masai Shabbos mavdil masai tishbav. The Bahag says you're right. Normally you're only allowed to say avdala through Sunday, but tishbav is an exception. Vikshul of the kiven denakina and dena mavdil ella kala yom kula nimsa shein la tashlumin klal. The kiven sheyom achra laila kala yom masai Shabbosu. He says, I don't get it. If you only have through Sunday, why all of a sudden when Tisha B'Av is on Masai Shabbos, now you have till Monday? V'ev shalom l'daito zal, shalafisha su kuposheya umezid, kivin shalavivdil kol yom kulo, lo nasnu lo tashlumin. Because I'm reading part of Tfilas HaShachar. He says, maybe a guy who misses Avdallah for an entire Sunday doesn't deserve to have the right to make it up on Monday or Tuesday. But if the reason you missed Avdallah was because it was Tisha B'Av, okay. All right. But here's the point that I wanted to get. You're right. Very, very strong kasha. Fourth line on Chav Beis Amar Aleph in the Ran. Umiyu Ramban Zal Kosav B'Sefer Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban writes in Torah Sa'adam. Ta'afilu Man Yamar Mavdi Voli Chol HaShabbos Kula. Even if you say you could say Avdallah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Havdallah Shal Motzai Tisha B'Av Eina Tzricha Tashlumin Shalom Nischaiv Oso Motzai Shabbos B'Havdallah Ala Kos. You don't need tashlumin for Motzai Shabbos when it's Tisha B'Av because you're not chayiv on Motzai Shabbos. So you don't need to say Avdallah at all that week. What does the Ramban understand? Is the fact that you say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday a din in tashlumin? Or is it a din that the Zman just extends through Tuesday? Tashlumin. How do I know? Because he says if you couldn't say it Motzai Shabbos, you weren't chayiv on Motzai Shabbos. You're totally potter. You don't have to say it Monday or Tuesday because there's no din tashlumin if you were never chayiv in the Yikr Zman. So the Ramban understands that it's a din tashlumin. But Rov Rishonim disagree with this Ramban. Rov Rishonim assume that it's not a din tashlumin, that the Zman extends throughout the course of the week. Now, why do we say Havdalah ala kos on Sunday night / Monday? So you can understand it in two ways. One way to understand it is that we hold like Rov Rishonim, that the Zman is all week long. Or you could say, no, maybe it's all a din and tashlumin. But when, like we saw in the Bahag, when the reason you couldn't say it on Motzai Shabbos is because God said that you have to fast this day, you have a tainus. So maybe you get an extension. Maybe you get an extension on the Yikr Zman. As we pointed out, nafkamina would be, whether it's tashlumin or not, by an onen. Someone is an onen. It happens all the time. A person passes away on Shabbos. Yatsa nishmasim b'kedusha, they die on Shabbos. The burial is always Sunday, right? So this, the Rush in the third parak of Maseches Brachos discusses. And the Rush says this happened once. The Re was an onen on Motzai Shabbos, and he was hungry. But there's halacha, you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. So what are you paskin? Can you eat? Onen, Motzai Shabbos. So he's not chayiv in Avdallah. Who's not allowed to eat before Avdallah? Someone's chayiv in Avdallah. So of course you're allowed to eat. So the Re ate. Fine. The Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, why didn't you say Avdallah? He said, because I'm not allowed to make a bracha. Come on, what's the matter with you guys? Next day, he buries his karov. comes back and he's hungry again. It's lunchtime. Suda Savra. So they bring him bagels and eggs because that's what you do. Suda Savra. I don't know if they had bagels, rolls, I don't know. And he eats. And they say, Rebbe, Ta'a Mavdil. The halacha is that even if you ate before Abdullah, you should still say Abdullah. So why are you eating again? Say Abdullah. So he says, I was putter from Abdullah this week. I was an onan. I was putter from Abdullah. Why? Why doesn't it? Yeah, but it goes till Tuesday. So say it now. What did he obviously understand? That till Tuesday is din tashlumin. I was putter at the Yerkes Man. I don't have a din tashlumin. Says the Rosh, Va'arav Rabbeinu Meir Zal din Nuremberg. The Maharam from Nuremberg disagrees with the Ri. And he says, after the Kvura, go back and say Havdalah. Why? Again, because it's not a din in Tashlumin. Beautiful. Works out great. How many opinions? Two opinions, right? Either the extension that we have is din Tashlumin, or it's mamish, an extension of the Zman. How long are we talking about that you have either that Tashlumin or that extended Zman? So Rava said Sunday, but we paskin Tuesday, right? But it's really only two opinions. You have two opinions about how long of a time frame we're talking about, Sunday or Tuesday, we paskin Tuesday. Once we know what our time period is, we then have a machlokas, is that Tashlumin or is that just an extension of the Zman? There's a third possibility. Maybe we paskin Tuesday b'toras Tashlumin. Sunday is the Iker Zman. Meaning maybe you could divide it into three time periods. There's Motzai Shabbos, which is ideal, it's the best, it's the greatest. Sunday, you're still within the Iker Zman, you can still say Abdullah. If you were known in Motzai Shabbos, you could still say it's Sunday afternoon. Because it's still part of the Zman Chiyu. Monday, Tuesday, that's just Tashlumin. You hear such a svara? That way, Rava on Daf Kuf Zayin does not have to be arguing on the Gemara Daf Kuf Vav and Kuf Hey. The Gemara says, Mishlov Divol Say Shabbos, Mav Divol Ich Kala Shabbos Kulo Monday and Tuesday. That's talking about a din of Tashlumin. Rava says, Mishlov Divol Say Shabbos, Mav Divol Ich Kala Yom Kulo, agrees that there's Tashlumin Monday and Tuesday. But he's talking about a different din. What din is he talking about? When's the Iker Zman? That the Iker Zman goes through Sunday. Who says this? Rabbi Kiveger in his Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch is medayik this from a Rush. He says essentially this idea that Sunday is the Iker Zman, Monday, Tuesday is a din tashlumin. Now, l'may nafkamina, once I have this understanding of it, so now the onen is not going to be our nafkamina anymore, no? Because the onen, he's done being an onen on Sunday afternoon. So everyone would say he says Abdullah now. Right? Whether Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are all the Iker Zman, or only Sunday is the Iker Zman and Monday, Tuesday are Tashlumin, either way, the onen is going to say it on Sunday. What happens on Motzai Yom Tov? Let's put it this way. What's the svara for this idea that there's a difference between Sunday versus Monday and Tuesday? Why would Sunday be different? Why would Sunday be different?
Abdullah itself is after Shabbos.
Oh, good.
So it's ready Sunday when you're making Abdullah. So if you can make it that part of Sunday,
good. The Iker Zman for Abdullah is Sunday. In Judaism, Ayom Olech Achar Laila. The day starts at night and continues with the day. So if we're going to say the Iker Zman for Abdullah is already Yom Rishon, it extends through morning, right?
And
what? So certainly if you hold by Kiddush that that's the Iker Zman, then Havdalah... Ah, that it should be one day, you say. That first day is the Iker Zman. But Monday and Tuesday, okay, that's called after Shabbos, sort of, but it's still not, it's not that same day. What about Motzei Yom Tov? Let's say you miss Kiddush. Yom Tov ends on Monday night, let's say. You have a Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, three-day Yom Tov, whatever. The Yom Tov ends on Monday night. Do you say, and you forgot Abdullah Monday night. Do you say Abdullah on Tuesday? So if you understand that the whole extension to say Abdullah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is called after Shabbos. Do you have such a thing in a Yom Tov that's midweek? That there's a three-day after Yom Tov time period? We don't really have. We don't really find that, like, by Gittin, by anything else. There's no such example of that. Every week there's a Shabbos. Every week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is always called after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is always called before Shabbos. We don't really have this time period. But if the din in saying Kiddush on Sunday is not that it's part of this unit of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No, Sunday is different because Sunday is that first day after the Kedusha. And when do you say Abdullah? The first day after the Yom Kadosh. So then by Yontif, the din should also be that you say Kiddush, not just if you miss it at night, you could still say it the following day. So that could be a possible nafkamina in this this discussion. Another nafkamina. The Stechemet talks about the following. He says as follows. Rabbi Sachs quotes this in Chazon Liyamim, Simin Zayin, from the Stechemet. Shuvis bo nanti, diyesh makom l'kayim masha ala b'dayti lomar. He said, I thought about the following. Dikibin d'naktina nayom aleich achar alayla. Since we paskin that day follows night in Judaism, imkein kol hayom isru chag hu b'chal motzoi yom tov. The whole Isru Chag is still called Motzei Yom Tov. Yachla Avdil Bo Bayom, Bein Mishog Bein Mezid. V'chein Adin B'Yom Motzei Shabbos, Yachla Avdil Kol Yom Afilum Hizid B'Layla, D'Kol Yom Nimshach Achra Layla. Right? He's going like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That first day is called the Yikr Zman. U'masha Kosva Poskim Sim Reis Adichas Shachach, Humishom Atash Matzov V'Yom Shlishi, Shezeu Rak Midin Tashlum V'Dinu Ketfila, Shem Hizid Ein Lo Tashlum. It's as simple as follows. Let's say you purposely didn't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov. Purposely. Can you still say it on Sunday? See, if you say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's still the Yikr Zman. Of course you can. But if you say that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all a Din Tashlumin, then you can't. Right? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger distinguishes himself from those who say that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all the same, it's all the Yikr Zman. They're saying, no, the Yikr Zman is Sunday, it's not Monday, Tuesday. And he distinguishes himself from those who say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all a din of Tashlumin. He says, no, it's not all a din of Tashlumin. Sunday is not a din of Tashlumin. Right? There will be nafkaminas in both directions. Listen to the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam. Tell me what you think. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perchav Tes, Halacha Dalet. Here's the Lashon of the Rambam. You don't have it in front of you, so listen carefully. V'imlo hivdil b'layla, mavdil l'machar, u'mavdil v'holeich at sof yom shlishi. What does the Rambam hold? Kiveger, how do you know? Two separate phrases. If you're the Rambam and you hold that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are one unit, whichever way you want to go in the Chakira, whether it's Tashlumin or whether it's all the Yikr Zman, you would say, Mi shalo hiv im lo hivdil b'layla mavdil olich atzof yom shlishi. That's how you would say it, right? What does the Rambam say? Im lo hivdil b'layla mavdil l'machar. Sunday. Mavdil olich atzof yom shlishi. But not only Sunday, also Monday, Tuesday. What a strange way to write. Obviously what the Rambam's telling you is that there's a din of Sunday and then there's a separate din of Monday, Tuesday. These are two different din. How do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch? So let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch.
Wrap it up.
Reishai and Al Siv says the Mechaber. Imlo Kiddush Belayla. I'm sorry, that's on Kiddush. Where is the Havdalah one? Look on the side of the Gemara. What does it say? Mishlo Kiddush Rav Os Gimel. Reishai Nav Sivches. Oh, no, that's Kiddush. Sorry. Mishalo Hivdil. Where's the Mishalo Hivdil? Comes up three times. Where's the Os? Where is it? Why is there no Os over there? I don't know. By Kiddush, Im lo kiddush belayla beim shog beim mezi yeshal tashlum in lamachar kalayom. Notice the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, yeshal tashlum in lamachar kalayom. You have a din of tashlumin.
Does he quote the source?
What?
The Sharetzin.
No, I couldn't. Oh, the Sharetzin. No, but Mishra Brura says as follows: following kiddush. Kalayom, how long is Kalayom? Remember I said, what if it's after Mincha then? So he says, Ad Ben Ashmashos. Ube Ben Ashmashos Mitzadeh L'Prima Gadim D'Yomar Anusuch Shal Kiddush B'li Askar Hashem Malchus B'Psichu V'Chasima. Once you hit Ben Ashmashos, you can't say it with the Shem of Malchus. Interesting. So 1 second. So where's the Din of Havdalah? So
Havdalah.
That was Kiddush. That was Kiddush. Abdullah, yeah, Reish Sadi Vav is the simon about Abdullah. So let's see. Reish Sadi Vav. What? What did you say? That's what it sounds like, yeah. That's what it sounds like. No, I can't find it. I don't know. Okay, I lost it. All right, we'll stop there. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Okay.